Creation Ministries presents Inspiration for You, the audio tape series designed for spiritual advancement. Our topic, True Liberty. Judas, are you actually betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? Friend, without holiness, no man shall see God. That is, see the face of God in heaven. Nothing under heaven can be more sure than this, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Though heaven and earth pass away, yet his word shall not pass away. It would be just as possible for God to fall from heaven as it would be for his word to fall to the ground. No, this could never happen. Therefore, only those will live with God who now live to God. None shall enjoy the glory of God in heaven except those who bear the image of God on the earth. No one who is not saved from sin here can be saved from eternal death hereafter. No one can see the kingdom of God above unless the kingdom of God is in him below. Whoever desires to reign with Christ in heaven must have Christ reigning in him on earth. He must have that mind in him which was in Christ Jesus, enabling him to live the life that Christ lived. Notice this wisdom, though not the wisdom of the saints, but wisdom from beneath. Here is the masterpiece of Satan. Farther than this, he cannot go. Men are declared holy without a grain of holiness in them. Holy in Christ, however, unholy in themselves. They are said to be in Christ without one semblance of the mind that was in Christ. They claim to be in Christ, though their fallen nature is altogether alive in them. They claim they are complete in him, though they are in themselves as proud, as vain, as covetous, as passionate as ever. They teach this is enough because they may be unrighteous still, seeing that Christ has fulfilled all righteousness for them in their stead. Oh, you simple ones, how long will you love this simplicity? How long will you seek death in the error of your life? Don't you know, no matter who teaches you otherwise, that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, even though there are many who lie in wait to deceive. doing it under the beautiful pretense of exalting Christ, a pretense which the more easily steals upon you, because to you he is precious. But as the Lord liveth, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor the drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, nor liars, nor the fearful, nor the unbelieving shall inherit the kingdom of God. Such indeed were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, as well as justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You are really changed. You are not only accounted, but actually made righteous. The law, the inward power of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, has made you free. Really, actually free from the law or power of sin and death. This is liberty, true liberty, experienced by every truly born-again believer. Not freedom from the law of God or the works of God, but from the law of sin and the works of the devil. See that you stand fast in this real, not imaginary, liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. And take heed that you be not entangled again by means of these vain boasters, in the yoke of that vile bondage of sin from which you have now escaped. I testify unto you that if you still continue in sin, Christ shall profit you nothing. That Christ is no Savior to you unless he saves you from your sins. Unless your experience with Christ goes deep enough to purify your heart, your faith shall profit you nothing. Oh, when will you understand that to oppose either inward or outward holiness under the color of exalting Christ is directly to act the part of Judas, to betray the Son of Man with a kiss? Won't you repent, lest he cut you asunder with the two-edged sword that cometh out of his mouth? It is you yourselves who, by opposing the very purpose of his coming into the world, are crucifying the Son of God afresh and putting him to open shame. It is you who, by expecting to see the Lord without holiness, through the righteousness of Christ, make the blood of the covenant an unholy thing, thereby keeping those persons unholy who so trust in it. Beware, because you are headed for terrible disaster. If those who do not name the name of Christ die in their sins and shall be punished sevenfold, surely you who thus make Christ a minister of sin shall be punished 70 times 7. What? Make Christ destroy his own kingdom? Make Christ a factor for Satan? set Christ against holiness? Talk of Christ as saving his people in their sins? It is no better than to say he is able to save them from the guilt but not from the power of sin. It is of you that Paul warns, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Will you make the righteousness of Christ such a cover for the unrighteousness of man, so that by this means the unrighteous of every kind shall inherit the kingdom of God? Stop. Consider. What are you doing? You did run well. Who has bewitched you? Who has corrupted you from the simplicity of Christ, from the purity of the gospel? You did know that he that believeth is born of God, and whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But while he keepeth himself, that wicked one toucheth him not. Oh, come back. Come back to the pure, the true, the old gospel of good news, that which you received in the beginning. Come back to Christ, who died to make you holy, a people zealous of good works. Remember from whence you are fallen, and repent and do the first works. Do your work, otherwise your faith is vain. For will you know, O vain, O empty man, that faith without works is dead? Why don't you admit that though I have all faith so as to remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing? Will you not also admit that all the blood and righteousness of Christ, unless that mind be in you which was in him, and you likewise walk as Christ walked, will only increase your damnation? If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about strife of words, whereof come railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth. Be no longer afraid of strongest exhortations, either to inward or outward holiness. Hereby God the Father is glorified, and God the Son truly exalted. Don't be afraid of being under the law of God, but be exceedingly fearful of being under the law of sin. Love the strictest preaching best, that which most searches the heart and shows you wherein you are unlike Christ, and that which presses you most to love him with all your heart and serve him with all your strength. Allow me to warn you of a silly, meaningless statement. Do not say, I can do nothing. If so, then you know nothing of Christ. Then you have no faith. For if you have faith, if you believe, then you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can love Him and keep His commandments, and to you His commandments are not grievous. Grievous to them that believe? Far from it. They are the joy of your heart. Show then your love to Christ by keeping His commandments, by walking in all of His ordinances blamelessly. Honor Christ by obeying Him with all your might, by serving Him with all your strength. Glorify Christ by imitating Him in all things, by walking as He walked. Keep close to Christ by keeping in all His ways. Trust Christ to live and reign in your heart. Have confidence in Christ that He will fulfill in you all His great and precious promises, that He will work in you all the good pleasure of His goodness, and all the work of faith with power. Cleave to Christ until His blood has cleansed you from all pride, all anger, all evil desire. Let Christ do all. Let Him that has done all for you do all in you. Exalt Christ as a prince, to give repentance, a savior, both to give remission of sins and to create in you a new heart, to renew a right spirit within you. This is true liberty, the pure, genuine gospel, the glad tidings of great salvation. Not the new, but the old. The everlasting gospel. The gospel not of Simon Magnus, but of Jesus the Christ. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ give you according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that being rooted and grounded in love, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length and the breadth and depth and height, and to know that love of Christ which surpasses all understanding, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Won't you choose true liberty? If you desire more information about true liberty, contact us by writing to Creation Ministries, Post Office Box 284, Spring City, Tennessee, 877-381-0284 or call the toll-free number 1-800-754-8021. May you experience the liberty of everlasting righteousness.